Hi there, and welcome back to Benzinga's Cannabis Insider. If you are a seasoned listener, you know the drill. But if it's your first time joining us, I'm Abby Higginbotham, and with me, as always, is the one and only Pato Little. We have a really exciting show for you today.
Yeah, that's right, Abby. We're really excited, actually, because we are joined by Ricky Williams, Heisman Trophy winner, former NFL superstar running back, and founder of Heisman, a cannabis lifestyle brand. And well, Ricky's journey from the football field to the cannabis industry is really inspiring. We'll discuss his brand, recent collaborations, and his thoughts on the cannabis landscape. So let's get into it. Hello, Ricky. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
We're taking time. And to kick things off, tell us a little bit about Heisman and what inspired you to start this kind of lifestyle brand.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully anyone who starts a lifestyle brand should be inspired by the lifestyle, you know, and that's my story. So I was a professional football player. And, you know, at least 20 years ago, when this all got started for me, you couldn't really, at least not publicly, talk about a lifestyle as a professional athlete that included cannabis. And so because that didn't exist, and I was a professional football player who enjoyed cannabis, I had a difficult time. But it's like for any pioneer, you know, there's a path that we have to create, because there wasn't before. So I created that path with my life. You know, I became public with my cannabis use proudly, talking about my life, how I used it, how it improved the quality of my life. And then I retired. And in retirement, I had a big question of what am I going to do next? And I realized there's a lot of people out there that could benefit from cannabis who are afraid of it, who aren't open to it, and I can use my story and what I'm doing to open those doors and introduce this wonderful plant to people. So that's the inspiration behind Heisman.
Well, Ricky, I have to say you're incredibly humble, because you have had an amazing career both in college and in the NFL. And but, you know, kind of digging deeper on what you already talked about a little bit, it came with challenges. And for those who may not know your story, I guess, how did cannabis impact your life during your football career? And kind of digging in deeper to what you're already talking about, how did those experiences lead you to the cannabis industry?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, you say humble, but not really, you know, not really. So I imagine someone on their deathbed and you ask them, you know, what was the greatest thing you did in your life? And they said, I scored touchdowns. You know, you had this sense like, you know, this person stopped living a long time ago. And so I was on that path. You know, in my mind, I was thinking that I was born to be a football player, and that's it. And then I became a football player at a relatively young age and had a lot of football success. You know, but the question of my life and what am I doing with my life, you know, scoring touchdowns and being a football player, it didn't quite work. And so I was kind of like stuck. I was almost paralyzed and confused. And a good friend of mine suggested cannabis. And so I started consuming cannabis, and it really opened my mind and allowed me to start to imagine life beyond football. And, you know, people talk a lot of, in usually negative ways, you know, about daydreaming and about the imagination. But there's so many cliches about if you can dream it or you can believe it, then you can achieve it. That's imagination. And so cannabis, it just really opened my mind to realize that I'm more than just a football player, and I have more to offer the world than just scoring touchdowns. You know? And I think so many people define themselves by what their job or what they do, not about the impact they make. And so cannabis really woke me up to that, and it changed everything for me. And so back to what I said earlier about the inspiration for the brand, it's that, you know. And aside from inspiring people with scoring touchdowns, it means so much more to me to inspire people to be more than they think they could be. And I think in order to do that, we have to use our imagination. And I think cannabis is wonderful for stimulating and activating the imagination.
Absolutely. No, I really couldn't agree more. And it's, I mean, the role in culture that people like you play, it's really, really crucial. And I think it must be prized and highlighted because, again, it's this, I mean, you call it not humbleness, but it, I mean, this way of living your life, it's really inspiring for lots of people who are kind of living in the same way and maybe feel that stigma is impacting their lives in some way. So, I mean, I want to ask you actually about that on your time when you were actually playing and still in the league. What sort of change have you seen in the league since your time, and has it been positive?
Yeah, well, I think the change that I've seen in the NFL has really paralleled the changes that have been going on in culture, in society. And I think because people like myself who are no longer afraid to tell the truth, you know, it's not even doing anything extra, but just being honest. To a lot of people, like being honest about the secret of their success, you know? And when I say secret of our success, I don't mean like performance enhancing. I mean a big part of life is you have to have time of action, and then you have to have time of rest and recovery and reflection. Otherwise, it's not sustainable. So how people recreate, how people relax, how people open their mind, how people stimulate their imagination is, in my opinion, more important than what they actually do. So when we've seen people come up and share their stories, people have been less afraid to share their stories because, you know, even before I got in trouble with cannabis, half of our coaches were smoking. But it was this weird world where they're allowed to because they don't get tested, but we're not supposed to because we get tested. And I think now it's right. No one's hiding it as much anymore. Right? The players know that the coaches smoke, and the coaches know that the players smoke. And because the NFL testing has become so much more lax and less restrictive than it was in the past, then, you know, everyone's happy, right? The NFL's not having to punish people, and the people aren't getting punished, but the NFL still has some drug testing in place. So it's a happy medium. My hope is that in the future that the NFL, you know, through their proper avenues of research, starts to see for themselves that this can actually benefit the players and benefit the league. And, you know, it's idealistic, but hopefully the NFL becomes strong proponents of cannabis in a similar way that they are strong proponents of beer. You know, if you watch an NFL game, you're going to be inundated with commercials for alcohol.
Yeah. And especially as more states legalize it and with rescheduling news. I wanted to go back to a comment I really liked. You said you're more than just a football player. And I would say even that you're a trailblazer to get rid of the stigma for cannabis. But I want to bring up some recent news. It's very recent, actually. So I live here in Kansas City. A couple Chiefs players were arrested for cannabis possession in Kansas a few days ago. Since it's legal here, it's illegal in Kansas, but legal in Missouri. And the Cannabis Freedom Party that you founded releases a statement on it. The biggest question from this is kind of, how do you hope the NFL will react to this? What will they do with this information?
Well, I think because the NFL is a big corporation and there's a lot of red tape, you know, I don't think we should expect them to do anything unique or special. Yeah. My guess is the statement says something like, we're waiting to see the details of the investigation, or we're doing our own investigation. And based on the rules in the NFL, both of these guys, if they're not already in the NFL's drug program, will be put in the NFL's drug program, right? That's the bad news. The good news is the NFL drug program does not suspend players anymore. So they might get fined, you know, slapped on the wrist, but they're not going to miss any game time. So, you know, I think it's a missed opportunity for the NFL, but I don't think the NFL is ready yet. So I don't think we're going to get any help from them.
Yeah. Anyway, again, yeah, work like yours and again, other people in the professional sports world can really make an impact on the way the leagues actually address this kind of news.
And it's so recent that, like, you know, it's hard to talk about this, especially with states that are legalizing, Missouri, and honestly, every state around it having cannabis be legal and then Kansas not. So
it's silly. And I think, you know, I can speak directly to this. Sometimes, you know, you have to take one for the team. And I think I think Shakari Richardson a couple of years ago, I think when something comes out these days where people are getting in big trouble over cannabis, right, it exposes how silly it is. You know? Yeah. And again, some people have to take it for the team, but this exposing how silly it is often helps motivate people to make real changes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And switching topics now back to your brand. We would like to talk about Heisman. Now, your brand really emphasizes authenticity and personal wellness. So how did your experience with cannabis shape that outlook? And how do you make sure these values are reflected in Heisman's products and the way you do business?
Yeah. So I kind of already answered the first part of the question and just sharing my inspiration for creating Heisman. And it organically manifested almost too authentically, you know, is because the story, at least when back in the early 2000s is, you know, if you're an NFL football player, you don't do those things, especially if you're a star NFL football player, you don't do those things. And so when I got in trouble with the NFL, instead of being the star football player that did drugs, I decided to just retire and do my own thing. And a story broke that part of my retirement had to do with me failing a drug test. And so there was this big story that all of a sudden I was the football player that gave up everything for weed. And I want to underline that from the time I was 20, I was famous, you know, people would come up to me and ask my autograph and tell me how great I was. And growing up, you know, when people saw that I had potential, the message I heard over and over and over again was don't screw it up. And people probably even said, don't screw it up with drugs, right? And there I was, the poster child for the person that blew it or gave it all away for drugs. And, you know, obviously I was kind of like hiding out because everyone that saw me, you know, they were pointing and because the story was everywhere. And so I had to do some soul searching and I had to say, is this my life now? Am I going to be that guy? And I said, no, thank you. I said, it sounds better to be the guy that smokes and makes it okay, because we see that I like this guy. He's smart. He's kind. He's intelligent. And that's what happened, right? I didn't hide from it. I started to lean into it and say, there's a reason I'm doing this, right? And it's not because I'm a bad person. So why would I believe that? And everything started to change, right? I started to get calls from ESPN to come on camera and talk about cannabis. And so I started to see that if you don't believe what other people say about you and you truly believe what's in your heart, then everything is going to be fine in the end. And Heisman, our tagline is spark greatness. And in my opinion, that's the only way to be great. If you're trying to be what everyone else thinks you should be or do what everyone else thinks you should do, right, you might be great to them, but inside you're not going to feel very good about yourself. And so that's the authenticity we're talking about. And this is how I always am. So anyone that works with us or does business with us, this is at very least the kinds of conversations that we're having. And the people that can have these conversations, right, those are the people that we're open to doing business with, right? That's my part of it. And then on the business side, we have to make sure that the business works. Mm-hmm. Specifically about cannabis. This is probably my favorite part, is one of my roles in the company is when we're moving into a new market and we're looking for a cultivation partner, that it's my job to vet the cultivation. And so I take a trip, I walk around the cultivation, I look at the plants, you know, because people can say all they want, but if you look at the plants don't lie, right? So I get that's the first thing, right? Are the plants happy, okay? And then I talk to the cultivation team and I get a sense of what is their attitude? How do they approach the flower? And then also, how does it feel to be in this space? Because I live in California, but we have cultivation partners, you know, spread all over the country. And so I'm not there on a daily basis. And so I need to spend enough time there to feel good about about the partnership. And then, of course, you know, I consume the flower. And that's the final test. But I love talking about that because it's quality control.
That's why you're on the show. We want you to talk about this brand and what you're passionate about. So
yeah, I just wanted to say authenticity is a word that is that we often hear a lot in cannabis, and I think you explained it the best way it can be explained, or at least the best way I have heard until now. I mean, how you truly. You really print authenticity into a cannabis brand, really from your journey and your story. So thank you for sharing that, Rick.
Yeah, and thank you. Yeah.
Speaking, you know, you were talking about greatness, and speaking of greatness, Heisman recently teamed up with Vessel for the Helix X and Heisman One Hitter. What makes this collaboration special? And kind of, can you give us a little more of an understanding of what maybe consumers can expect from the product?
Yeah. So the Vessel deal, we launched it a couple of years ago, and it was one of our first partnerships. And so I went down to San Diego to visit the offices, and I'm looking at all the products, and I'm sitting there, and I just want to pick up all the products and touch them and feel them. And, you know, I noticed interacting with those products, I had positive, good feelings about cannabis. And, you know, in college, I studied a lot. I studied psychology, and it's fascinating. And, you know, the basics of psychology is the mind works by making associations. And if we have pleasant associations with things, then they feel good to us and they add to the quality of our life. And so working with Vessel, the quality of their products, just the time and the effort that went into it, it makes you feel good. And so for people to associate quality and a positive feeling with Heisman and with cannabis, that's really our goal. And in all of our partnerships, that's what we're trying to put more out into the world.
And staying on quality and, again, what products make you feel. Heisman product lines, pre-game, halftime, and post-game are pretty unique. So I wanted to ask you if you could walk us through these collections and how they are designed for different moments throughout the day.
Yeah. So it's unique kind of in the way that we talk about it, but as far as products go, you know, loose flower is it's the thing that sells the most, but it's not very unique. But as we jumped into the cannabis space, we wanted to start with flower to establish our authenticity, you know, and establish our reputation with the heads. But in order to do business, you really have to appeal to a larger group of people. And so we started off with flower, and to kind of bridge that gap, a lot of people, when they go to a dispensary, they're not sure what to start with. And since we know that a lot of our first customers are going to be sports fans, we're trying to speak their language, you know? And so in common parlance, people call sativas typically are more mental, more active effects. And we classify strains that fall into that category as the pregame. And it's the idea of, you know, everyone knows that experience of the anxiety and getting ready for performance, right? So it's the kind of like to get you going, to get you started. And then common parlance, people talk about indica or in the couch. I know something that's more calming, relaxing, more affecting the body. And I know after I played a football game, right? The adrenaline was pumping so hard, you know, and the painkillers were starting to wear off. And so post-game, you know, I would move towards something that's more indica leaning to help me relax, to get back into my body, to recover and to get some good rest. And, you know, common parlance, the hybrid is between the indica and the sativa. And the idea of when, you know, something that won't put you down, but won't make you racy, right? You can function nice. That's that's halftime. And so using common language to help people make positive associations with their cannabis use.
100%.
Great way to position the brand products, yeah.
I a lot of times I'll go into a dispensary and just not know, you know, what I'm going to get out of a product. And it's helpful when I have like pregame, halftime, postgame to really kind of understand that. And we got two more questions for you, Ricky, but we can't have a Cannabis Insider show if we don't talk about this. There is a lot of talk of reclassification of cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. And what I think we want to know is your perspective. What would be kind of the immediate impacts for companies like your own?
Oh, so I think in general, it's a message that the federal government cares, you know, and that they're taking this seriously and that it's moving in a certain trajectory. And I think from the business side, especially at this point in the cycle, there's not much money coming into the industry, and a lot of it has to do with federal regulation. So I think it gets people excited again. I think that's the business side. I that's the immediate impact. I think the long-term impact is I see a lot of universities jumping on the opportunity to start to do research. So I think the long-term is it's more of the normalization idea that as we can put this into the normal channels of research, that it can be something that we start to take more seriously. And even the people who are more of the rule followers, right, we'll start to see them move into the cannabis space.
Super insightful answer. Thank you. And finally, looking ahead, what exciting projects or initiatives do you have planned for Heisman in the next year? And if there are any new projects or collaborations, we should keep an eye mm-hmm. out for.
Yeah. So, you know, part of our model is expansion. You know, we really have a goal of being one of the first national brands in cannabis. And so there's expansion plans. You know, we're relaunching Massachusetts. We're going into Maine. A big project is we're becoming more politically active. You know, we launched a political action committee called the Cannabis Freedom Party. And we're seeing if we can gather other athletes and other voices to see if we can make a difference in regulations. And our main target right now is Florida. You know, we launched Florida late last year, and Florida's got huge potential once it switches over from medical to a recreational market. And it's a good experiment to see if we can mobilize forces to get people out to vote to make sure that it passes. That's one of the things I'm most excited about. You know, as a kid, I had dreams about going to DC, and, you know, little did I know it would be cannabis that got me there. So that's exciting.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a way to get there, and obviously we love that. And final question is, where can people get more information on this?
Yeah, easy, Heisman.com. And, you know, we're constantly updating people and sharing information on social media, and also the Cannabis Freedom Party. You know, we're active on social media. So check us out. It's an interesting time. And again, I've always thought about politics, but it was always so far away. And now that we're so close and we're starting to see the federal government take cannabis seriously, it's time. And so I'm interested to have a personal impact, but also seeing how many other athletes I can get inspired to get politically active about something that matters to us.
Phenomenal. I don't take it lightly. And I think people just listening to will understand that you're a trailblazer to just getting rid of the stigma and getting other athletes involved in this too, to listen to great names and people like yourself. So Ricky, thank you so much though for coming on the show. It's been an amazing conversation. And kind of sharing Heisman's journey with us today as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for. I was gonna say thanks for the great questions. It's nice to have a thoughtful conversation.
always. Also, know that you're always welcome to come back anytime you want. If you're bored, please just jump on a call. We will have an interview with you anytime. Thank you again. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
All right, bye. You too.
All right, and that wraps up another amazing, I'm going to say, episode of Benzinga Cannabis Insider. What did you think about it, Abby?
I think amazing is an understatement. You know, he's not on here totally anymore. Agree. I would say this to his face, too. He's so genuine and has a passion for destigmatizing cannabis. You know, having those voices heard, especially ones that are, you know, he was humble, but a big name with a very successful career is fantastic to hear from, because those are the voices that really make an impact.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I mean, his role in normalizing the plant and breaking prejudices is fundamental. And I think, yeah, it's among with other like celebrities, a role in cannabis. It's, I think, that, I mean, those are like the roles that make the most cultural impact. So yeah, it was an amazing episode. I really enjoyed it.
And for those who are still tuned in, we briefly spoke about the Cannabis Freedom Party. Stay tuned. There might be an episode on the horizon digging mm-hmm. a little bit deeper into that. But thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. Stay connected with us on social media for all the insights and updates on the cannabis industry and all the new and upcoming events that you don't want to miss. But until then, stay knowledgeable and stay green.
That's right. See ya. We'll be right back.